Good morning, it's 7:45. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. Environmentalists are challenging a court ruling over whether water from the Rio Grande is properly accounted for and being used in beneficial ways as it flows through New Mexico's most populated region. The appeal stems from a lawsuit filed in 2016 by Wild Earth Guardians. The group sought to have the Office of the State Engineer require the irrigation district that serves farmers through central New Mexico to prove the beneficial use of the water it delivers under a decades-old permit. A state district judge declined to step in, saying it is the state engineer's discretion to uphold the requirement for proof of beneficial use. The state engineer's office says it stands by the previous ruling. A Quinnipiac University poll shows Senator Ted Cruz holding a 9-point lead over Congressman Beto O'Rourke among likely Texas voters. Andrew Schneider with Houston Public Media reports.
The poll shows 8% more respondents viewed Cruz favorably than unfavorably. By contrast, negative views of O'Rourke slightly outweighed positive ones. Jim Henson, director of the Texas Politics Project at UT Austin, notes that as recently as June, half of Republicans had no opinion of O'Rourke.
I think that defined a very clear path for the Cruz campaign, and that path was to make sure that when Republicans started forming opinions about O'Rourke, it was one that was negative and perhaps even tinged with a bit of danger.
Henson says that likely guarantees a large Republican turnout for Cruz. He adds O'Rourke's best hope to counter that will be if he can mobilize far more young and Latino voters than have turned out in recent elections. In Houston, I'm Andrew Schneider.
A man who spent nearly 20 years in prison for a crime he didn't commit was exonerated last week in a Fort Worth courtroom. As KERA's Christopher Connolly reports, John Nolley's case helped spur changes in Texas law.
In a short hearing, the judge apologized to Nolley and declared him officially innocent of murdering a Bedford woman in 1996. After the hearing, Nolley held his baby son and recalled those years behind bars.
I remember just waking up some days just in a daze, you know, not being able to believe that I was in prison, you know.
It took years and years of legal work with the Innocence Project and the Tarrant County District Attorney's Office to free Nolley.
The thing that got me through was just staying strong and believing this day will come, you know. And eventually it came and I was ready to greet it.
In 1998, Nolley was wrongfully convicted of murdering his friend, Sharon McLean, based largely on the testimony of a jailhouse informant who lied on the stand. Because of this case, the district attorney's office now limits the use of informants, and last year, Texas law was changed too. Nolley's oldest child was just 3 when he went to prison. Taven Seaton is now 24 and says the whole family suffered.
Family gatherings, birthdays, football games, basketball games that he was never there for, you know, prom, the birth of his own grandkids, and it hurt, but being able to be here for this day, it eases some of the pain.
Since Nolley was released from prison 2 years ago, he's gotten married, had a baby, and started his own business. Now that he's officially innocent, he's eligible for state compensation. In Fort Worth, I'm Christopher Connolly.
KRWG Public Media's Emily Guerra spoke to Potter's Guild of Las Cruces board member Letha Rushing about their 26th annual Empty Bowls fundraiser to help El Caldito Soup Kitchen on Friday, October 19th. The event is from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at St. Paul's United Methodist Church in Las Cruces.
The Potter's Guild has done the Empty Bowl event for many, many years as a way to help with World Food Day. And by doing that, we give all of our proceeds to El Caldito, which we feel very passionate about, the Guild does, and the work that they do for the people in the community. And so that's why all the potters donate their time, their clay, their glaze, their effort into making empty bowls the best event that we think in town. So we can hopefully help El Caldito to meet their goals and the ends that they would need to meet.
About how many bowls are made and who makes the bowls?
Well, this year we have made approximately 1,100 bowls. We're trying something a little new this year. We have some mugs and steins that we're also having this year.
You can listen to the entire interview at krwg.org. All you have to do is visit the Puentes link and click on that. You can also listen to this entire interview tomorrow at 5 p.m. right here on KRWG Public Media. Stay with us. Marketplace Morning Report is on the way.